This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of May 2024. The most intense aspects of 2024 are behind us. May does have a surprise or three, but its landscape is not as chaotic and life-changing as the 4 months prior. This month does not so much introduce new elements as have us process, integrate, and, yes, even capitalize on what has come before. We have entered the playing out stage, which continues for the rest of the year. The processing and integrating largely involves April's and the year's two big events. The Aries solar eclipse doesn't re-enter the action until late in the game, but the aftermath of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction dominates the month. The aftermath's first stage is capitalizing on it. The shakeups in conditions and perceptions funneled directly into the Taurus new moon on May 7th. Treat them as the playing field for new, bankable growth and rearrange your game pieces to suit that. We go into this with focused, intensified desires, values, and moxie to pursue them, courtesy of the Venus-Pluto square May 1 and Mars-Pluto sextile May 3rd, and the skies encouraging self-confidence and commitment from the Sun-Saturn sextile May 3rd. Our minds still have some catch-up to do. Notice what isn't sitting right as Mercury encounters friction with Uranus and then with Jupiter May 9th and 13th. The discomfort takes us to an epidemic of personal breakthroughs and liberation with the Sun meeting Uranus May 13th. It's as if, all at once, people are realizing that the world isn't what it once was, so why not fill in the blank? And if you can fill in the blank, why not go for more? After that jailbreak, there's no stopping us. Grandiose goals, optimism, and overextending our grasp abound when the Sun meets Jupiter May 18th. Conveniently, this coincides with wild, previously unthinkable relationship and financial developments flying off Venus's meeting with Uranus that same day. The practicalities of life have indeed cracked open, and new configurations are springing up. Our response is to want more, please. Lots more. The two planets of indulgence, Venus and Jupiter, are activating self-entitlement genes and egging on our most sensual desires. They sharpen and pull us like tractor beams by the time Venus trines Pluto, May 25th. And then, bam, a booster rocket ignites and propels us further into self-guided, self-actualizing adventure when Mars triggers the degree of April's Aries new moon solar eclipse, May 29th. And then, another bam, or more. The month's gauntlet of integrating April's big conjunction culminates in information, messages, thoughts, and perspectives exploding with shocks, awakening, and intellectual jailbreaks. Our concepts of ourselves and our missions, our sense of our possibilities, our relationships and resources, and now our thinking are all reforming in the wake of April's Big Bang. Against this backdrop, the skies have additional tasks in store. The mode of communication shifts from impulsive and high energy to riveted on the here and now. Costs, expenses, resources, and physical needs and comfort take over our thoughts and messaging when Mercury enters Taurus May 15th until June 3rd. The only thing brisk about this is his pace through the sign. In a break from recent weeks, his time in this earthbound mode encourages chewing and considering before speaking. His first order of business, pushing out secrets, hard truths, and confrontations when he squares Pluto May 17th. The last 10 days of the month usher in a noticeably lighter vibe. At last, The doorway to this opens with the sun's entry into chatty, free-wheeling Gemini May 22nd, briefly honed, perhaps darkened, by a trine to Pluto that shaves off some of the sign's all-over-the-place tendencies. Beliefs about relationships and, fair warning, possibly politics, come to a head at the Sagittarius full moon May 23rd. Boisterous as it's likely to be, outright conflict might be softened with Venus's conjunction to the sign's ruler, Jupiter. Then again, everyone could feel excessively entitled to their opinions and expressing them. Laughter is the best policy. The lighter vibe flies into higher gear with Jupiter's entry into Gemini May 25th for a once-in-12-year tour of duty. The planet of expansion and good fortune will be in the sign into June 2025, upping curiosity, attention deficits, multitasking, and the noise level in general. Throw yourself into the fray. Run around, make jokes, go have fun. Especially go have fun. When things get out of hand, Saturn will step in, put pins in late August and December, but until then, let your mind and mouth run wild. Yes, there are still challenges ahead, but we really are through the hardest stretch of the year. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list and receive my quick reference guide to Jupiter in Gemini as a thank you, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host all kinds of conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram and Threads at KABeal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.